me on Patreon.
I'm gonna hold myself right
there. Welcome to the brand new episode of the Joe Budden podcast featuring
the Terrell Show.
Damn. This is GoPro?
Yeah, it's GoPro. It worked good too. Quality is amazing.
Like, it's like, look, it's like a stabilizer.
Yeah. It looked blurry, like, when you look at it, but, like, when you go, when you, like, look at it on, like, the phone or whatever, quality look amazing.
How do you set this shit up?
Oh, it's like, yeah, open it.
We got some nigga shit, huh? Something's gonna come fuck us up soon. You'll be alright.
Shaking my head. You see me?
I mean, like, the sun gonna
fucking stay. I'm good. Shoot, I don't need Boy, it's been about a good 2 weeks.
We ain't on schedule now. We gonna just do this and that.
Now we feel like it.
Dude, I don't get off that, bro. But you got all free time.
Facts. I'm finna be that busy, y'all. You know?
Got a job?
Nah, I don't got no job.
You said you can work for Apple, didn't you?
Yeah. I missed the So it was a girl who I knew, she worked in customer service. Like, the link that she sent me expired. The link that she sent me expired. Whatever. So, that's out the window right now. Shout out to Apple, though. I waited too late, but I mean, it's cool. I'm probably like, I gotta get something to tech. I have to do a tech, though, like.
You can't do, like, no actual shit you wanna be. Or at home. That's what I wanna do, some at home shit. I'm tired of getting up.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what, I would, like, work I want to work a remote job or something. Like, to where I don't even got to leave the house. But shout out to all the Navy Federal out here. They just picking up everybody.
Shit, you pick up me. Jalen right there.
Ask Jalen if I get you a job, though. Put in a good word for you. Dejiana worked there, too.
What's up, Dej? Coming up with some sweatpants.
Oh, you gotta dress up?
Yeah, casual, I guess. Form casual, bro.
I do that enough for real estate.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got enough slacks for that. I got like 2 pairs of slacks.
Bro, I used to wear the same slacks every day in the office. Every day. Looking crazy.
We got a lot. Episode 47, what you gonna start with?
I was gonna add more.
Hell yeah, it's a lot.
Do you wanna start with, like, what, the wild allegations first?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know too much, but apparently T.I. and Tiny out here just doing some wild, pretty wild stuff.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Tip and Tiny, they was doing some very wild, like, very wild. Like, if you look at the stuff that these girls was posting, you were like, Tip? Really?
Not gonna lie. Okay, apparently they've been
snoring coke.
Penis. And, like, sex trafficking women.
It's not funny, but.
You can, I ain't gonna say you can kind of see it, but from some of the stuff T.I. said about his daughter or whatever, you can, like, yeah, that explains it.
Yeah.
But he said it was kind of like a joke. He was saying about his daughter Hyman and stuff. When he kind of getting checked up.
I don't believe that.
He said it was kind of like a joke.
I don't believe that.
You think he really like that?
Yeah.
Like that were protective?
Like you look. Like, I feel like the way T.I. acts, I feel like that's really him. You can't tell him no wrong.
Yeah. He do believe he right all the time.
Yeah.
Like sex trafficking?
I don't know, but I think they doing all that.
I wouldn't say he's extreme, like straight up sexual. He probably pimping. Nah, if that's the word we want to use, he probably say he's pimping.
I don't believe all the stories. That's what I say. Yeah, a lot of those stories look crazy. Now, is they doing coke? He's doing a lot of that weird stuff. Probably.
But all I can say in the past, probably dude did coke or something.
But some of them stories, that was like, why would T.I. be doing that to you?
That's like the one time, I think it was Usher. Usher was like a huge girl. Said Usher gave her herpes.
Yeah, I remember Usher, that. Like,
he even touched you, man. He ain't touching you.
Like, why?
So big ass.
Why would Usher give you herpes?
Usher can have almost any woman on earth.
And he gave it to you.
To you.
Like, yeah, I.
Big ass, man.
But no, I know. Casanova got denied bail again.
It's like, yeah, the Rico shit, it's kind of, it's low-key racist.
Yeah.
The Rico charges is racist as hell. Let me look up Rico definition, because I want to say it. Like, nobody know what it is.
I think if you catch a Rico charge in New York, it's like, 9 times out of 10, if you don't, snitch, it's over for you.
The Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations, other known as Rico Act, is a United States federal law that provides for extended criminal penalties in a civil cause of action. For acts performed as a group, as a part of an ongoing criminal organization. Basically, they consider you like some kind of crime boss or some shit.
Yeah.
It seems like it only affects fucking black people.
Definitely. Well, that's because, you know, a lot of the mob guys, like Italian mobsters, they all turn red. Like, all of them. I find that kind of, like, crazy, though, like...
How they all ratted?
Yeah, like, almost all of them ratted. In the end. Or, like, you know, they got, like, they died crazy. Like, I know, shoot out or something.
They probably don't do enough for the Latins, either.
But, yeah, I don't know. Well, gas charges look crazy, though.
Or it targets rappers, specifically.
Yeah.
Black rappers, specifically. I mean, it's mainly what they all talk about. That they put themselves as, like, some kind of crime boss.
True. I just think, like, with New York, I think if you live in New York, you shouldn't be doing crime, period. Or even associated with crime.
Dude, New York is strict as hell. Even about guns, New York is strict. That's like L.A. too. You ain't even supposed to have guns in L.A. Like, at all.
That's crazy. Tory out here with guns. Didn't Pop Smoke get killed in L.A.? Like, that was some crazy.
You said in what?
Didn't, like, Pop Smoke get killed in L.A.?
Yeah. In L.A.?
That's crazy.
This homeboy, well, I didn't blame on him, but, like, he kind of leaked his address.
Yeah. You know, what's the dude named Hitmaker? He said the girl who set him up set Pop Smoke up.
Oh.
Like, I guess the people that had robbed him. Because, you know, remember, like, it was a time where, like, Hitmaker, he was just getting robbed back to back to back. Like they robbed, beat him up, pistol with
him. How much can they take? But he ain't got shit left, man. Leave that man alone. He ain't got shit left.
And then, but he went on drink trips and said that the same girl who was, like, there when he got robbed. Same girl that brought Pop Smoke to L.A. And then, like, ironically, the guy who killed Pop Smoke is the same people. That was the same crew that came to hit up his house. But I don't know. I wasn't there. Oh, this is allegedly. That's like a crazy way to die.
Because they ain't even robbing. They just killed him.
Allegedly, Pops shot one of them.
Where was he going with? Because he posted the address and shit. He posted the address. He did on accident, but like he was there when the address was in the background of the picture.
Yeah, that's why I wonder, like, why was everybody so quiet? I feel like we're gonna find out a lot more, like, at some point. Like we did, like, with Kobe.
Yeah. More news came out. It said that Kobe didn't pressure the pilot to keep driving in those conditions. Because apparently it's, like, super bad weather. Like, he couldn't really tell. The pilot couldn't tell if he was going up or down.
Yeah.
But it said that was pretty much that the pilot, that Kobe didn't pressure the pilot to do it. Like, it was on all this accord. But he didn't let him down. Because, like, I guess, like, cloudy weather, like, you can't really tell, like, what's up or down.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's why I don't even want to ride a helicopter, low key.
Well, shit. I'm barely riding a plane.
But they say cars are more dangerous than helicopters and planes anyway.
Yeah.
True. Well, it's more common, I say, but. Because it's so easy to just floor and you killing like five people.
I still feel like it's just wild and crazy that the fact that out of all the things Kobe could have died from, that's how he died. A helicopter crash. Like,
he didn't rode so many helicopters in his lifetime. It was like his favorite way to travel.
In the mountains.
In LA, of all places.
All because of a pilot. Don't know what he's doing.
I think it was a bad weather. I can't put all the blame on that man. He gets some blame because, like,
What? Didn't he kill? He killed himself too, right?
They all died.
Oh, dang.
Every last one of them. It was like five kids and like three sets of parents.
Yo, what be going on these days?
But what's you wrote? Tory wants equality. What he said?
Oh, so Tory, I guess he like filed like an appeal or a motion in like the case, because you know Tory can't speak on anything that happened, but Meg can in the case, because I guess Meg started complaining that Tory did the album about everything that happened indirectly. Remember the album, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Talked about the whole incident.
Oh, so he's saying, so he's had the right to talk about it as well?
Yeah. He wants the right to, because, you know, she going all over Twitter or whatever, talking this, that, and the doing this, that, and the third, and whatever. And he want that equality to defend himself, because he said it's making it seem like he guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't, because the judge said he can't talk about it.
But she, yeah, going
But she on Twitter every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I remember her on Instagram live to my, yeah, nigga, you shot me. That's not back. Like, it's like, nigga, you shot me.
Damn. And so, like, I guess, like, he can't even say that he did it.
Because even on Clubhouse, I saw on YouTube video, on Clubhouse, like, girl, they was, like, attacking him.
Yeah.
They like, biggest thing, he guilty, like, nigga, you did that shit. Why you shot Meg? Oh, another thing, I kind of hate Clubhouse. I hate what it does to people. Basically, what it does to women.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, they just be, like, so uppity, like, pretentious. It's like, just feel like they're better than everybody. Because they own it.
Yeah.
And snobby. And they say respectively every 5 seconds. This shit is hilarious.
I hate what it does to people like Jay Prince Jr.
Yeah, he just feel like he got a sense of power.
Like, who are you? Like, bro.
Living off his father's name.
Bro, he didn't try to press everybody on there. You know what we do. You know where we're from. You know how we live. I was like, bro, nobody knows you like that. Matter of fact, I didn't even know him until, I guess 6ix9ine went to Texas. That's where I know him from. I didn't, like, bro, I don't even know you.
Everybody know Jazz Prince, not Jay Prince, not Junior.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm kind of done with Clubhouse. It was very interesting, but now it's just like...
Yeah. Everybody feel like they're better than each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst part for me.
I feel like they get... I do feel like Joe is kind of right, though. Well, not Joe, but Academics. What he said about Clubhouse. Like, Clubhouse really, they just use all the rappers to get their little funding. They got a little $1 billion. So now they good.
Like, beyond what the rappers and everybody building on there, like, what does the app have to offer to regular people?
Nothing.
It's not even a good social media app.
If anything, they'd be better. If anything, they'll be better off staying. Right. In the better phase, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because once it does go public, it's like, what y'all gonna do?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna pay people to talk? Cause that's what they were. That's what they were trying to. In the new policy, they're trying to figure out a way to. Pay creators to talk. And I feel like it's cool to have like some programs to where you could pay the creator, but I feel like, but now on every platform you gotta be able to pay. Like for that, I might as well go watch you on Instagram Live.
Oh, like tip, because I think Instagram Live they added tips. I think now.
Yeah, like the badges, 99 cents.
Because that's like Twitch just tip. And subscriptions, I guess.
AK be making money.
But, like, what are they offering? For, like, what Clubhouse? Like, what are they offering for me to, like, tip somebody? What are they doing? They just speak?
Yeah. Just talk. I guess, like, you can create, like, a good room or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, I don't see Clubhouse, like, I don't see no way they're going to make money unless they, like, add, like, ads and stuff.
Yeah. And that'd be weird.
Cause like, where you gonna add it? Like, what? So you open the app, a big old Amazon ad.
I think it was only good for like celebrities, cause it was like amongst celebrities at one point.
Yeah.
But when it goes public, it's not gonna be same. Cause don't Facebook got rooms?
Yeah.
Cause I don't know why the hell Facebook had rooms. I forgot like Clubhouse was a thing.
Twitter got spaces. I feel like what's really gonna like set the competition apart is when Amazon they get their like own social media or something crazy. I feel like that's really gonna be the one. But shout out to Amazon owned Twitch. I didn't know
that. Oh yeah, they do, yeah. They bought it like 2 years ago, like a year or two ago.
That's crazy. Like they giving out that bag. I need to get on Twitch. Kayla gotta chill, bro. Oh yeah, I forgot. Live.
Mesmerize you?
Yo, they got
just chill. Nah. You need to watch Silhouette Challenge.
One thing I really don't understand though is how people. Like every day, I understand that people, certain people, they party every day, but I don't understand how somebody. I just don't understand how they feel okay with every day they gotta drink a whole bottle.
Like, yeah, I can't see that either. Maybe they feel like I gotta be drunk to have fun.
Are you alright?
So they don't wanna be right state of mind every day, which is weird. But they just have fun when they drunk, and they just feel like I do it every time.
Yeah. But, you could choose your topic. I'll be right back.
Alright. What are you doing? Shit.
Wait.
You already know how I'm living. You know what you know who we haven't seen in a while? Fabio.
I thought you went over there a couple days ago. Like a week ago or something. Like you.
I don't know over there. No, I just, I know some people who be over there now. A lot of local rappers, like, that I know. A lot of local rappers that I went to school with, that are local rappers now, they use Fabio studios like cookies.
This nigga that work Walmart still use them.
That's why I don't like going to the mall or anywhere public, because when people come up to me, their first thing to tell me is that they're a rapper. Like, I don't want to know that. Like, if you, if anything but rap, I'm having a good reaction. But if it's rap, like, it kills my spirit.
I'm gonna be like, we had me in the podcast.
Bro, I hate hearing somebody rap now. Like, what, this morning, somebody sent me 1:20 in the morning.
What is it?
YouTube link. It's a song.
Oh. Yo, the weirdest thing that could happen to me would be somebody coming up with me trying to rap. That would be so weird. I would not know what to do. Do I nod my head? Do I what? What do I do? I just look at you like this?
Imagine how the celebrities feel. Like, they be trying to shop and be like, somebody just come up rapping.
Yeah, I'm blue. I'm just rhyming and shit.
That would kill my vibe. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Like, which one we do? Sign you?
I can't do nothing for you, bro. I can do nothing for you, man. Like that one nigga, he come up, he go to everybody just rapping. Man, I'm mad as hell.
You remember that one dude? That one dude that Rick Ross signed, that he came up to him rapping and he never, like, did nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a waste of talent. That's a waste of... That was a waste of his
waste
time.
Of time. Don't come up to me rapping, bro.
But just wanted to home or something.
You know what I'm supposed to do? Do I, like, bring you to my label? Is that what you want? You hold that. Sorry, we're at 2 or 360.
Facts.
Is that what you want?
You know what? This is like... This has been irking my nerves, like, for the past 2 weeks. Lil Uzi and his diamond in his head. what's going on? I know Uzi is, like, one of your favorite artists. Like, please explain to me. Why does he have a diamond in the middle of his forehead?
He like it, but apparently he been like paying off the diamond. Diamond costs $24 million apparently.
And I don't believe that.
I mean, but apparently it costs $24 million. He's been paying it off since 2017. That's a lot of money off that one diamond.
And then Sauce Walker has a teardrop in his teardrop face. Right, I don't like what is going on. Like,
well, Sauce Walker, he'd just be trying to be first to do everything, trying to say y'all niggas copy me. That's his thing, to try to hurt him do something first before somebody else do it. But apparently Uzi been paying since 2017. It's weird. He looks like Vision from Avengers. He got like on a bar and like it's pierced like in his head, like right there. And they said like if it come out wrong, he can die from it. Like somebody, let's say somebody comes in and like, try to rip it out, he probably die from it. He got to get it taken out the right way.
Yo, what is people's problem? Like, do rich people be that bored?
Yeah, he gotta be bored. I don't know what it is.
Bruce said, I'm gonna...
You don't know what he wants to do nowadays.
And then, so why did it take from 2017 to now to... So he had to make all his payments first before he could get the implant?
Mm-hmm. Probably he had to pay down and off just to get it. Cause let's say he got it put in, then he stopped paying on it. Like, he gotta get taken out now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like, bro, what type of money does he got to where
$24 million on a single diamond?
Like, weren't you just mad at
the
label for not paying?
Because he paying for that damn thing. That's why you mad. You know, money, I got a diamond to pay off. That's a lot of money.
24 million for a diamond that small?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of money, Bitcoin is up.
Again? What?
It's up.
We hit 50 yet?
Huh? Uh-uh, not yet. But my 100 turned to 125. It's up.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You just put in like a 20.
I put in like $22. I'm up like $50 right now. But oh no, matter of fact, I got Bitcoin all over. Like I got Bitcoin in like two different apps. But that's because Coinbase gave me some Bitcoin for free. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like for me signing up, they gave me like $5.
Shit, it's free. Now I don't know what to do because like, it's up, so like.
Don't sell yet.
I ain't gonna sell yet. I won't sell at all, to be honest.
Because it could drop. Okay. Yeah. We going to 50K by the summer. Easy. All we need is here's my theory. I feel like if Apple's got to be Apple or Amazon. They got to be the next. It got to be one more big major company that put in like $1.5 billion.
Yeah, Tesla put in $1.5 billion.
Yeah. So it got to be either Apple or got to be Amazon, and we up. I even see it hitting 100,000 if Apple do it.
Huh?
Easy.
100,000. It's only 50,000. Right? It's only 47,000 right now. You said 100,000.
Yeah, easy. If Apple put in. That's so. Because you know Apple, they put in investments.
That's over 100%.
Easy.
Bro, that's a lot. That ain't
gonna be
easy.
The Apple cosign. But I don't know. I feel like the government is probably gonna try to regulate Bitcoin. But they can't. That's what I'm gonna do too. How do you feel about this whole? We missed the whole Robin Hood thing. Everybody almost got rich off AMC. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I probably don't care because I wasn't really that much informed, or I didn't have much belief in it. Cause like, let's say if I bought it when it was down, like I probably didn't believe it would go up that high.
Yeah.
So if I put in like $50, probably made like if I were made like a I thought I was like $100, I would put it out instantly. I would take it out. Just I would be fine with $52. I would have found $50 profit.
I knew. I just knew from experience that GameStop overall is a terrible company.
It's gonna go back down. It's gonna go way back down.
They dropped already.
Cause it was like $300 at some point.
What
is that now?
Oh, probably, yeah. It started off at 7, and then magically it went all the way up to 300. You're like, bro, GameStop overall is a failing company.
It's back at 53. That shit was like... Exactly. Hold on.
53?
It's 53. That shit was like 3...
That was 300.
The highest, 371 was the highest. Now it was at
53.26. Yeah.
That's crazy. That shit went all the way down.
They got their little quick $1 billion.
It's down 16% today.
They going back. GameStop is going back bankrupt. I give it another year.
That's because Robinhood stopped letting them buy and sell it.
Yeah. They shut all that down. Y'all ain't making that's no crazy. Money.
Now AMC is back down to $5.
And I sold. As soon as I seen AMC was going to go down, I sold.
The highest AMC was like $18. With $20, they ain't even go that high.
And I'm finna sell it.
It's still 800% of what it was.
And who else? But nah, Robinhood.
Dogecoin down.
I'll never do business with Robinhood ever again.
Dogecoin down 10%. I heard somebody suing them niggas.
Dogecoin?
Robinhood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was this 20-year-old. I guess he was... So I guess in Robinhood, you can borrow money to trade. So this kid borrowed money to trade, and I guess he borrowed, and Robinhood glitched and made his account negative $730,000.
So he
killed himself. He's like, but almost $1 million in debt. And then, like, I guess it was just a glitch. So he really won, because I guess he didn't have really have no money to begin with. But he killed himself before he could even
be in a debt like that.
Process. Yeah. Dude, I would have shut down my account immediately. I want to kill myself. But I would have been like, dude, I don't know who's going to pay the bill because I'm not. Better come get it back in play.
I ain't gonna miss the Bitcoin, though. I ain't missing that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be rich this end of the year.
Bro, you put in 50.
Bitcoin. How much we gotta put in? No, but it depends.
Like,
because remember, see, that's if, see, everybody normally, y'all probably gonna pull out end of the year when it hit 100,000. Right, 10 years ago, if you put in Bitcoin, $5, and kept it all the way to 2021, you would be worth millions. But anybody want to do that? But I'm at least putting in. I'm gonna leave in $5, cause what? 20 years from now,
bro. 20 from now, but you lay $5 in it, you know how much they have to grow just to even you feel like really profit the way you're thinking.
Yeah, but
it gotta be like 200% just for you to like get a good amount for $5.
What's 200? If it hit a million, we up.
A million. It's only 47 right now, bro.
So you don't believe Bitcoin's gonna hit a million?
No, maybe 20 years, but like.
Exactly.
Bro.
We gonna be up.
You gonna be 40.
We gonna be up.
You gonna be 40.
Easy, we gonna be up.
You gonna wait that long to be up. You be 40 years old, you now you billionaire.
I guarantee I won't lose my digital wallet password. All
right, bro. Ew, nah, man. Oh my goodness. But it's should I put in more when it's down? Like, it's up right now, it's up a lot. I don't think it'll go.
It make more sense to put in when it's down, but like
I don't really see it going too much farther down.
But see, I don't know, like we finna hit 50K, so I don't know. I just say, you keep buying. Because Bitcoin is kind of hard, because it's like a computer. So it's like, it's not no like nothing that you could like watch to determine what's going to happen tomorrow. It's like, for all we know, Bitcoin could really go back to $10,000.
I don't see that happening. I hope that don't happen. That's why I put so much money in, because like, I don't see it devaluing more than the US dollar does.
Yeah.
At the same rate. Because minimum wage is going up every year. It's going up. Well, the cost of living going up regardless. Minimum wage can drop to like $8 again, and the cost of living is still going to go up.
Yeah. I just feel, I do feel like we are going to eventually, like with this whole Bitcoin thing, because you know, it's only like 21 million Bitcoins out there. Mm-hmm. So at some point, is it going to, at some point, we're going to run into, like, some problems with Bitcoin. Like, even if it becomes, like, a processing payment unit.
It's going to crash.
Yeah, because it's, like, a limited amount. And then, like, how are we going to, so, like, if we start using it as a payment system, how are we going to use it? Because, like, if you put $50 in cash, you still got to cash that out. Unless you just start sending Bitcoin, but then it's confusing you.
Don't ride a train, though.
Dogecoin to the moon.
Nah, that shit went down. It's down.
I'm finna sell my Dogecoin.
You up right now?
I'm not even finna put my. I'm up like $2. But I just don't think, like, with Dogecoin, I believe in Bitcoin way more than I do Dogecoin.
Because it was actually a meme. Like, it's like, Doge is a meme.
Yeah, because it's a joke.
The little dog, that's what a Doge is.
Ethereum is a.
This is a meme. You never seen it before? It's old.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a meme. Old as hell. It's like a meme currency, literally. Somebody started as a joke. Then somebody said, okay, well, since crypto can't be really regulated like stocks are, then they said, let's just dump all the money into this.
Yeah, because, like, if it's a joke, it's never going to be taken serious. So, I guess I'm selling. Get all that.
Actually, it's up. It went to 8 cents. I remember it was 2 cents at one point.
And then, like, I'm, like, at a point to where it's like, bro.
I remember the volume was 2 cents, because actually, that's low-key kind of high. Because it was 3 cents at one point. But now it's 7 cents. I mean, it's going down today, but.
Do you believe it's going to hit $1? Noah said that what if his Dogecoin goes up to $1, he said he'll have $9,000.
Yeah, he said he has like 600 right now.
Yeah. But see, I don't know about that. I don't believe in Dogecoin like that.
I mean, I can't even.
Yeah, it's very hard. So with crypto.com, you gotta buy at least $23 worth of Dogecoin for them to let you even buy it. So it's not like you can buy like shares. And then like they restricted me from buying on Coinbase. But Dogecoin actually has a website where you can like create a digital wallet. But it's like very complicated. Litecoin. I want some Ethereum. I don't know if it's like worth my investment. Are you more of a stock person or are you more of a crypto?
I'm more of a stock, but I can't do it because there's some shit in my car going on. But I know more about stocks than I do about cryptocurrency.
I'm other way around. I'm crypto. I put my faith in crypto before I put my faith in stock.
I ain't got no faith in it. I got more faith in crypto than I do in stock, but like I know more, I guess.
But shoot. Larry King died. Expert. Right. Interviewer. He's a... I used to watch his interviews when I was young. Like, before I even thought about ever podcasting.
No, the only Larry King interview that I really remember is Chris Brown. That's just crazy, right? But, because to be honest, like, when I was seeing on TV, I was like, this is boring stuff. Like, what the, like, this boring shit.
CNN.
Yeah, like, I never even knew he was, like, CNN. I never knew nothing about, like, some... I knew it was important, but like, I was some dude that interviews people.
He had a lot of interviews. Like, a lot of interviews. That guy was different.
He was rich as hell.
Oh, me. Rich off interviews. You know the type of life you gotta live? To be rich off interviews? So what, Larry King died,
of COVID. Well, he had COVID and then, like, you know, he was 87, so. Other complications popped up.
Yeah, rest of Larry King.
See, like, what made him so popular like that? Like, what made him? Maybe because he's doing it for so long. Because maybe he's probably doing this for 8 years.
Yeah, what? Joe Budden said he had, like, what? Almost 9,000 interviews or something crazy. Larry King.
What's up with that?
Wow. Yes. That's it.
Okay, one more. Oh, I need a Kodak out. They saying my nigga Cone.
Yeah, just Kodak out.
You remember the stories when they said like he was being mistreated, he was being beaten,
yeah,
starved,
Didn't they, like, put him in, like, the box or something?
Yeah, he being starved, being, like, and people... People expect him to come out and be, like, happy and just be, like, the same person as he was when he went in. Like, he...
Well, and then, wasn't he complaining that he was drugged, too?
Yeah, they say he was drugged. He, like, hallucinating or something. But he said he had enough... Like, he was mental enough to go to talk to the CEO or whatever, but they didn't help him nothing, so he was just, like...
And then what? Didn't he, like, hospitalize a CEO? Yeah, he grew. That story was crazy. That story was crazy. I get what he messed the person testicles up. Mm-hmm. Yo, Kodak different.
But
that guy's different.
But to be honest with me, he just looks tired. Like, I saw a video of him, he was Johnny Dang, and they're like, you know, doing this little stuff. Like, he's like, the video stopped. Man, that man look tired. Like, it's like a charade now. He got to go around and do all that stuff with chains and everything. Now, I don't feel like he won't do that no more. I don't feel like that.
I don't even feel like he changed. I feel like he's still in the same criminalistic behavior.
Well, yeah, but I think he's like he just tired, man.
And like Kodak's like. Ain't like Kodak and we almost the same age.
Yeah.
They're like 22, 23. Yeah, like, dang. He got a long way to go. But he's still facing a rape case, though.
Yeah. That's probably why he ain't happy as well. Because, like, he still got other more charges coming. Like, he won't face the same time.
Dang. Trump should have, like, well, I don't know. It's probably hard to pardon somebody from a rape case.
He probably crazy. Do his own boys. The ones he let out.
And I ain't gonna lie, the way Kodak was living, that right there, I don't know. That case is wild.
But yeah, man, from people, and niggas is so stupid. So there in the chrome, look how he looked. Like, he was starved. Like, he gonna look skinny. You're not gonna go in jail looking exact same. And they say he was cloned last time when he came out fat. Like,
I don't understand why people don't. They don't understand that you could. You can change. Even in 2 years, you look different.
Entirely different. People can change, bro.
Like, Drake don't even look what he used to look like.
Exactly. You see the clone?
Plus, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Like, do nobody remember the stories when he was saying they weren't feeding him? Mm-hmm. He was starving. He was hallucinating. Crying for help. Like, every week, Kodak was doing anything to get out of jail. Bro was tweeting from jail every day.
Yeah, that was weird to me, too. I remember that.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Nobody work.
Oh. Dang, that late?
The Super Bowl, it was crazy. It was over before I got off.
Wow.
It started like, what, 4-5?
So yeah, 5.
That shit was quick.
I just got to say shout out to my real MVP, AB. That's the best comeback I've ever seen ever in life. Shout out to AB. Got his family back and got a ring. They tried to say my dog was crazy. Tried to say he had mental issues.
He threw a bag of dicks. I think he got CTE. That's when he got ultimate concussions.
Yeah. But see, after seeing what I seen the other day, I can't tell if he got issues or not. He talking fine. He act like nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's on his off the stage. And I guess the Raiders too.
Oh yeah, we could. Like, we could do 20 more and then keep going. I mean, it really don't matter. I got a lot of space. But that's crazy. Shout out to AB though. Shout out to Tom Brady. This probably, a lot of people are going to hate this opinion, but Tom Brady Charlamagne reminded me this the other day. Tom Brady is probably the greatest white man to ever live. Facts. What? Easy.
The greatest white man to ever live? What kind of statement is that, brother? What kind of statement is that? The greatest white man to ever live. It's definitely Bob Ross. You guys said he definitely might be the greatest football player in general. Definitely the greatest quarterback.
7 rings. Do you know what that goes back to though? Do you think so? With Tom doing what he did, is Bill Russell the greatest NBA player ever? Why? He got 11 rings.
That don't matter, bro. It matters, like, to GOATs, like, rings isn't the end-all, be-all. Because when you get in the GOAT conversation, rings matters a lot. But it doesn't matter as much as when you're talking about regular players.
But why they try to downplay Bill? Like, I mean, I don't watch a basketball dance, so I don't know if Bill would get it or not.
But
why they try to downplay
myself? He had, like, 8 Hall of Famers on his team as well. He had a lot of players on his team as well. And basically, every team, it was only 5 teams. Every team was like a super team, pretty much. Like, put all the talent in the NBA right now, put them on 5 teams. Each team is going to be a super team.
And I just, you know how ironic you got to be for you to win 11 NBA championships? 11? 11. Bron out here struggling to get
4.
4?
I feel like Brown went off like 6. He went with 6.
How many got?
4.
He went with 6. I don't know. I got 6. I got one more for Brian.
This year, they won again this year. Who's he beating the Lakers this year? I don't see anybody. Maybe the Nets.
Are the Warriors still injured?
Clay tore his ACL again. No, he tore his ACL. No, he tore his Achilles this time. It was ACLs and Achilles.
Yeah, I don't see nobody. Dang.
Maybe the Nets. They're Harden, Kyrie, and KD. That's an amazing team, but their defense is ass. They can score 150 and get scored 150 on. So,
man, that's crazy, bro.
Nobody in the Lakers this year.
So, well, it's no excuse to fumble.
There is no excuse to fumble. Because they actually went and got better from last year. They added 2 more players. It's like, they added 1 player from the Clippers, who was one of the big key players on the Clippers. They added the one player from them, and they got a player from OKC, who's going to be good. So there is really ain't no excuse. And plus, they got LeBron AD, so it's really no excuse. I mean, they got LeBron, though.
So, is LeBron the greatest?
Yeah.
All time?
Yeah.
Oh, am I MJ?
Yeah. I used to say no like 2 years ago. As you say no like to Kobe like 2-3 years ago, but he is now.
I was always a Michael Jordan hater.
Hater?
Yeah. I don't like Michael Jordan as a person.
I'm sure nobody likes Michael Jordan as a person. Nobody likes him as a person. He's an asshole.
Valentine's Day coming up next week. You got any plan?
Nope, not. I'm supposed to, but I'm not. Like, I don't care about Valentine's Day like that. I really don't, man. That shit is pointless. Because there's so many holidays where you gotta buy somebody shit. There's so many.
I'm at like, I don't even know.
Nah, you got somebody.
I had somebody tell me.
I'm calling Cole right now.
Yo, just chill.
Nah, we up. We up, nigga. McCall up right now. Who's McCall?
Shoot,
you got
man.
Some people, boy. Nah, you got some people.
Man. Valentine's Day is going to be really interesting.
For you.
For me. Very interesting. Yeah. We just gonna have to find out when we get there. I did have plans though. I was supposed to go out. But the way things looking right now.
out. I feel like getting reservations on Valentine's Day is like the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, you're right.
Gotta be.
Cause see, I'm not no, I don't call a name. I'm just popping up. I'm really popping up to like the hour of. But I don't know, shoot. I'm not really too worried about Valentine's Day. I need my college to send me another check. That would like make me feel better about myself. But the Joe Budden podcast is on Patreon now.
Yep. Basically the bonus episode every month for paying.
You paying?
Probably not. I'm not gonna lie to you. It depends. I gotta see like what kind of content they bring in. Like if they just bring in like a regular episode, I might not, because you already get like what, more a month?
Yeah.
You already get like 6 hours a week. They do 3 hour episodes pretty much. You get 6 hours a week. So I don't really see the point in paying for another regular episode. But if it's like more entertaining episodes, I might. But if it's just like another regular episode, like, what's the point?
I had a question for you actually about Joe and his show. Do you think it's crazy for them to turn out 30 million?
30?
Yeah. That's what he said. He turned down 30 yeah. million from Spotify.
No, it's not that really. They're not always in like the public's eye, cause like yeah. I didn't really know about them at all till like this year. To be honest, I didn't like really even care about or pay attention this year. But in that whole world of aerospace media area, they pretty important. Cause obviously pretty important because they keep getting pressed by everybody.
Yeah.
So they gotta be known by some people. And they bring in numbers, cause like they got loyal fans. Cause see, as soon as they were off Spotify, everybody got off Spotify. If they say they're going to Tidal, everybody's gonna go to Tidal. They got loyal fans.
I don't think they'll ever do that.
They won't. Cause Jay ain't fucking with them. But they obviously got a loyal fan base. Yeah. I'm pretty sure people signed up for Patreon already. They probably made like a million on Patreon already.
Matter of fact, and I think if they ever did go to Tidal, I think that would mess up their fan base. Because I think if they go to, because you, Tidal, it ain't no, you don't get no free membership or nothing with Tidal. Tidal, you paying or you not paying. So that's gonna make or break a lot of fans.
But nowadays, I listen on Google Podcasts. Because I used to just listen strictly on like YouTube and shit. But it's a whole different experience when you on Google Podcasts, because they play music and stuff. You can't do that on YouTube.
Yeah.
They playing music. It's actually longer, because like, it's like less cuts, I guess.
Do you think, well, the reason why I asked that question too is because I felt like, so with now knowing that they got offered 30 million, I don't feel like Spotify was wrong with offering them that amount of money, considering Joe Rogan got 100 million. Yeah. I don't think that's off.
But I think it's because with Joe Rogan, he's like pretty much like a part of pop culture mainly. Because he has some huge guests on his show. But before Spotify. Yeah, Elon Musk on his show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
Though. True.
Iron Man. He had him on his show. He had Cudi. He had Kanye. He had lots of people on his show. Before Spotify even came along. Let me look at just his guest list. Because like, he had so many people.
Bro, you probably got a guest on right now. Yo, Joe Rogan be working. But how long he been doing this show? Like, before podcast was even a thing?
Yeah, long time. Yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Burr, Mike Tyson, Ben Shapiro.
And then he has these people on recurrently, too.
Yeah, almost every episode is a guest.
That's a lot of content. Keep up, but like, shoot. Yeah, but like, in that case, I don't feel like Spotify was wrong with what they offered them.
Yeah, Steve-O.
Like, bro, the top man barely got 100.
I think he do it daily.
Yeah, he do. He drop an episode daily.
That's ridiculous.
Like, the clip, he has a clip YouTube page, mm-hmm. and he has a full one. Both of them got millions of subscribers.
Yeah, Undertaker.
I need to watch that. I want to watch that.
That's crazy. He had to take Prince on.
Yeah, that was like really awkward.
It had to be Jamie. I think he had Jamie Foxx on there. Diana Ross, Dave Chappelle.
That was a funny interview.
I wouldn't put them on the same level as Joe Rogan, but they pretty close.
Dave Chappelle. Oh, you talking about Joe Budden?
Joe Budden, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like. Now I do feel like. I do feel like Spotify was wrong for. That $30 billion was for all of their rights because they didn't do that with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do feel like that was off, but. I feel like $30 million. Shoot, I would say $30 million.
I was not. 50. 50. 75. Because they pretty important. They bring in money.
Yes. But then again, though, I think. I just felt like Joe wanted to be the one to tell fans what he feels like he's worth. Because remember he was talking about why should Spotify be to tell us how much a stream is worth.
Yeah.
But even with Patreon, it's like y'all are these $5 and this 20, like this out of the blue. Yeah.
So you're saying your episode worth $5?
Basically. Yeah. Or what, one episode a week worth $5? Yeah. Two is worth $25.
We say a month, like so you get one episode a month. One.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Joe.
You didn't, it's a $5 tier, $10 tier, and a $25 tier. With the $5, you get one episode a month. The $10 tier, you get two episodes a month. And the $25 tier, you get like two episodes. You get like some other show he got. Then you get like some behind the scenes clips and stuff like that.
So I wonder who's making all these rules about how much a stream is worth.
A stream? I don't know. I think Rhea do that Billboard shit. They do that. Let's say 1,500 streams is a sit.
So that apply to podcasting too?
I really don't know. You probably do.
Wait, no, it don't. Nah, it's because what? One stream. I know from looking at it, Spotify analytics. You can have 1 billion streams on Spotify and like your total streams don't count when it comes like the other streaming platform. I don't get that.
Yeah, but I mean you get a Discord chat too. I guess you can talk to Joe Budden and some other people.
See, I'm not.
You get merch discounts with the $10 tier. You get polls. Pre-sale codes. But, and with the $25 tier.
Hello? I'm in the middle of potting.
Hi, my name is Jason, calling you from Energy Advocate. How are you today?
Potting.
Oh, it's a new show called Journey. Yeah.
Probably like a whole bunch of behind the scenes stuff they have.
I'm not gonna do this. If I do it, I'll probably be $5. I mean, it's $5 a month. It's like an extra bill. Basically, what's the app called when you cancel your fucking subscriptions to shit? That's what I need.
Oh, shoot, we got 50. So we gonna continue or what you wanna do?
We can save it.